AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Oral arguments are scheduled today in Texas. A federal appeals court panel put on hold a ruling by the Supreme Court, which would allow the state of Texas to arrest migrants suspected of entering the country illegally. Mourners held funeral prayers outside a hospital in central Gaza for 28 people killed in three separate Israeli airstrikes on urban refugee camps. A Russian border region being pounded by Ukrainian shelling and drones is expanding its closure of schools and colleges as part of a major evacuation plan. The Prime Minister of Ireland, Leo Varadkar, the country's first gay and first biracial leader, says he is stepping down.
It has been the most fulfilling time of my life. Working with colleagues, I've had the honour of helping to lead Ireland from unemployment to full employment, from a budget deficit to budget surplus, from austerity to prosperity, through a pandemic in which we saved lives and livelihoods.
Varadkar says the reason he's leaving is both personal and political, and he has no firm future plans. The Major League Baseball season has started. Shohei Ohtani's RBI single capped a four-run eighth-inning rally in his Dodgers debut. Los Angeles beat the San Diego Padres 5-2 in Seoul, South Korea. Ohtani made headlines for something else.
South Korean police say they found no explosives at Seoul's Goshek Sky Dome after searching the site following a reported bomb threat against Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani. Police say about 150 officers used sniffer dogs and X-ray detectors to search through the stadium, but no suspicious objects had been discovered. The authorities say they acted on a tip that there was a threat targeting Ohtani, but didn't elaborate. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Southwest Airlines reached a tentative agreement on a new contract with union flight attendants who have lagged behind pilots in winning pay raises. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are easing lower in early trading on Wall Street. Markets are waiting for the Federal Reserve's latest announcement on interest rate policy coming up later in the day. They're also waiting for guidance from the U.S. Central Bank on when and by how much it might cut interest rates later this year. The S&P 500 was off 0.1% in early trading Wednesday. The Dow fell 33 points. It's also about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was off 0.2%. General Mills rose 3.7% after the cereal maker reported results that easily beat analysts' estimates. Chipotle jumped 5.8% after announcing a stock split. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Zutel, New York.
New Zealand says it will ban disposable e-cigarettes or vapes and raise financial penalties for those who sell those products to minors. The move comes less than a month after the New Zealand government repealed a unique law to phase out tobacco smoking. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.